Well, good morning, and I can now look at you. Okay, because I have the time mic. We are now moving on, progressing all the time. Well, we've been thinking, haven't we? Big events. And we've not moved out of the Old Testament, but we're going to move out of it today. So the end of the year marks the end of our big events that we've been looking at in the Old Testament. There's so many big events, aren't there? Really, that's why it's taken us so long to get here. Because we can see, can't we, right from the beginning, good world that God made, sin entering it, and bringing death and all the things with it, God choosing a people, working in and through those people, their ups and downs, and the giving of the law to them, and how they failed, didn't they? They failed. Northern Kingdom into exile, and then the Southern Kingdom into exile. And last time we saw that then God remembered his promise to the people who are in Babylon, the Southern Kingdom, the Jewish people there, properly speaking, and the time had come for them to be, and it was of them that in that first sort of wave went to go back to Jerusalem and to begin to rebuild the temple. And so we call this the post-exile period or post-exilic period after the exile. So 538 BC back. Quite a few of them, not all of them, traveled back from Babylon, but quite a few of them did. And under the leadership of Zerubbabel, Joshua, who's the high priest, and the work began. Well, and then it faltered, and God raised up prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to sort of encourage them to get back to the work. And they did. The Lord stirred up their spirit. But it was hard going, because they're in the midst of the nations, and they weren't particularly sympathetic to the building of the temple or the building of the walls of the city. Because the place, it wasn't just the temple needed attention, it was all needing attention. The walls were in ruins, and God sent Nehemiah to be the man to, as it were, have the walls restored. But anyway, the temple had been rebuilt much smaller than the old temple, one of Solomon's, all of its grandeur, much smaller scale. But the Lord promised that actually this temple, the second temple, will be the one that was going to have one day a very special visitor. The old temple, but this temple, the one that just looked so compared with the first one. And those who remember the first one looked at the new one, and we learned that some of them wept because they remembered the old temple and that this just didn't fulfill their hopes and expectations. God was saying, no, this will be a temple that will have a very special visitor one day. And God raised up Ezra, who was one of the priests. He traveled from Babylon. He was like in the second wave of visitors coming back, exiles returning. And he was preaching and teaching them from the law because things had drifted, and as things do, things had drifted. They needed reformation. They needed to be brought back to the Word of God. Seeing the Bible there, how it's like every generation, that it drifts away. And then you need to be brought back to the Word of God. We as individuals drift away. We need to be brought back to the Word of God. And there was Ezra preaching, there was Nehemiah as the governor, and able to see the walls rebuilt, and the city defended, properly kind of constructed. And all is now set and all is ready. Malachi is the last prophet of that period. And he's the one who foresees John the Baptist. He foresees the coming of the Lord Jesus to his temple. And then it all goes quiet for over 400 years. Oh, look, there it is, all there, ready. And then 400 years. It's quite a long time, 400 years. You know, we're building here. I mean, I'm not going to compare ourselves with any of this so much, but, you know, it's a long-term thing. We always are having to think long-term. The Lord works the long time frames. We want to see something happen now. We want to see something happen right here, right now. And sometimes it does happen right here, right now. But sometimes it doesn't. You have to have sort of both parts there. So they had 400 years. That's a lot of people who came and went. A lot of people were born. Right. And of course, the Old Testament, all of it, all of the problems that it shown in the human heart, all our inability of the people of God then to live according to the law, all the sacrifices which didn't quite meet the need of the heart, and all the promises and all the prophecies about the coming Messiah. The scene is set. There is a temple waiting his arrival to come. There are all of the promises in place, and the people of God who have been removed from Jerusalem, they're back there, and the stage is well and truly set. Right? We had to wait 400 years, but then the moment came. And, well, you know what that moment is. And that moment we've been thinking about a lot this time of the year. We won't begin again at that point. We're going to just stop there with the conclusion of the old order, the old dispensation, the period of the old covenant. You've heard these terms, and that's all sort of around speaking about what we've been looking at for the last months and months and months. All those big events just leading us up to the biggest events, which are now about to come and about to happen. And you'll know many of those, but we'll come back to that for our first Lord's Day, God willing, of the new year. Well, may the Lord encourage us to stay faithful to his word. Well, that was the message from Ezra and Nehemiah to his people then. Let's hear what they had to say to us. Well, our second hymn this morning is 152. 152. 'Tis the church triumphant singing.